Rejecka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg going up to 27 degrees today. Polokwane 33. Mpumalanga a high of 29.
In Melrose, a collision on Melrose Street westbound. Before Green Acres Drive, traffic is moving slowly.
In your sport, losses for both the Proteas men and women in their respective matches yesterday. And Beauden Barrett recalled to the All Blacks team to face Australia in the Rugby Championship.
We are at the start of the day that could become quite a significant one for everyone with debt.
The question is whether they might reduce the repo rate by a full 50 basis points as opposed to 25 basis points.
Chief Economist at Econometrics Azar Jameen says we can expect the Reserve Bank to announce this afternoon its first interest rate cut in 4 years. This comes after August inflation came in lower than expected at 4.4% year on year and below the bank's mid-inflation target. Speaking about our money matters in the National Assembly, members of Parliament will this afternoon hold an urgent debate over electricity tariff increases. This follows the decision by the National Energy Regulator to grant Eskom's application to retrospectively recover debt of 8 billion rand for the 2021-2022 financial year. The DA asks for this debate, saying that this decision could lead to electricity prices shooting up by as much as 36%. Deputy President Paul Mashatile will not appear before the National Council of Provinces today. His office says in a statement, Mashatile has been advised by his doctors to take a week off and recuperate after he collapsed in Tzaneen over the weekend. Mashatile says he also wants MPs to show their respect to the family of Pravin Gordhan, who will be laid to rest today. Meanwhile, friends and family have been gathering at the Gordhan family home in Durban since early this morning. His official Category 2 funeral is expected to take place this morning. Yesterday, the ANC held a memorial service for the late stalwart. There, his friend and fellow anti-apartheid activist Mac Maharaj said Gordhan was frustrated by the ANC's tolerance of those suspected to have been part of state capture, but who remain in leadership positions within the ANC.
Despite his disappointment with the ANC and misgivings about the party's future, he continued to support and campaign for the ANC. He remained deeply concerned about the continued existence of networks of patronage and corruption embedded in parastatals.
More on our news blog. In international news, Israel's now declared a new phase of the conflict in the Middle East following yesterday's second day of wave of device explosions. More than 30 people have died over the past 48 hours, during which pagers and then yesterday walkie-talkies used by Hezbollah exploded across Lebanon. The Israeli army has been amassing on the country's northern border. And here's a tip for everyone caught in long and endless video calls and Zoom meetings. If you feel depleted afterwards, it could be partly linked to the background on your screen. A new study by researchers in Singapore suggests trying an image that depicts nature. Backgrounds with, for example, a forest, the ocean or a mountain have been linked to the lowest levels of video conference fatigue.
I love seeing people's ceilings. That's my favorite thing. You see the lich in the dock. That is my net worth.
Well, you know, you can say that that is nature because maybe this is the sun that the dock come.
Keeping it real.
I love it when people have those backgrounds where it looks like they're on a green screen with their heads.
Oh, yes.
And their heads kind
can't.
Of just float.
And no, no one will know.
The feel.
It looks real.
So real. My fave.
So if you don't get the secret sound this morning, I want to give you a little cryptic clue. Is it time for one? Why not? But first, let's go to Belinda van Tonder, and it is brought to you by OUTsurance.
Don't forget to SMS out to 30689 and see if you can save on car insurance or ask for 500 Rand if you don't. You can get affordable car insurance and do more with the money you could save every month with OUTsurance. 69-year-old Vivian can afford to treat herself more now that she pays an awesome car insurance premium of only 749 Rand per month to insure her Grace Suzuki 2024.